Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, high-style school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER Magazine, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, UK, Health Radio, Health, Fitness, Evidence-Based Medicine. We've got a great doubleheader, Dr. Ryan Nordell. He's an entrepreneur. He's the CEO and founder of Orthopedics and Fitness Solutions and a concierge doctor group. He's joining me along with January Shaich. She's the editor of Lower Extremity, LER Magazine. And then some sports doctors in with some Dr. Bob Wisdom, a few emails. Dr. Ryan Nordell, man whose career really spans clinical, financial, operational, high-growth healthcare. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bob. I'm glad to be here.
Give us, Ryan, if you would, some background on you and your work in English.
Sure. In English, sure. Yeah, well, you know what? I started off, I ran track in college, so I was fortunate to run Division I track at Baylor University back when Michael Johnson was there. We were the top kind of track program in the nation at that time.
So I'm a New Yorker, but I'm from Louisville, the Cardinals.
Gotcha.
But yes, Baylor, you guys are good in everything also.
Oh, man, yeah, it was a fun time. That was too many years ago to count. I won't say that and reveal my age, but but yeah, you know, so I've always had a love of athletics and being athletically fit. I was a varsity soccer player, baseball, you know, all these things. But along with that came the injuries and the setbacks. And so that kind of piqued my interest in sports medicine and helping athletes return to function, return to playing their sport, that kind of thing. So I went to school, and right out of school, I went and got my doctoral degree in physical therapy. And I only practiced in that field for about 2 years. And then I started really seeing that I was lacking, you know, in my knowledge on being able to help people. I went back to school, got some degrees around integrative biophysicist, and then also got a longevity practitioner certification along the way. And, you know, I guess my tale is kind of a story of always staying educated and, hey, what do I need to know to help my patients, you know, in the best possible manner? And that's what I've done, and that's what I do. So,
absolutely. Right out of the playbook for decades of the sports doctor, all of this important awareness, education, many times action steps in order to make a tremendous difference. We feature, yeah. You know, I'm a sports podiatrist, so we're in the middle of the orthopedic world, you know, whether mm-hmm. you're in the best shoe, whether your son or daughter is in the best shoe, whatever her sport happens to be. We have tremendous emphasis in the two things everybody cares about, which is number one, can we prevent problems, injuries? And number two, when indicated, can we enhance performance? And in many instances, we see that this information regarding whether or not, hey, these kids are still having fun, and whether or not there's such overkill in youth sports, overscheduling too much too soon, and we would end up seeing all sorts of problems in so many different ways, and it becomes so necessary to be dealing with these individuals. And this is why people who have involved in that particular area, and it was great you took the physical therapy also, because that gave you a whole physical side of, you know, what's involved and whether it's coming back. You know, it's interesting. One of the contributors to my book, Robert Andrews, who's the founder of the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, he's got a wall of gold medals with the Simone Biles, that whole team. And but his main specialty now is the mental side of post-injury.
Dealing with,
your career might be over, or wow, man, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very, very important area. And but when you're involved also, Dr. Ryan, in the not only the clinical, which we're talking about, but on the final financial operational side and the high growth side,
yeah,
the whole world of healthcare. And that's why I got to ask you how your sports psychology skills are, my friend.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, I went into that portion of it on a consulting basis because I found myself running, you know, outpatient clinics early in my career and kind of, you know, I guess climbing the corporate ladder with some hospital groups and things like that. But then I really shifted from that because my whole philosophy moved away from kind of traditional insurance care.
Yes.
And, you know, and that kind of dictates what I do now. But then I found, yes, other practitioners like longevity, you know, specialists and things like that that just didn't know.
I am my friends with A41, Robert Goldman. He invented it,
yeah,
all those years,
yeah,
ago in so many ways.
Yeah.
I did the podiatry for them for a million years.
Oh, yeah,
so many
great
different ways. You know, I've been specializing in the areas of childhood obesity for over 30 years. And that's why we're making such a tremendous emphasis now, Dr. Ryan, in the,
yeah,
type 2 juvenile diabetes, which had to be renamed because it used to be adult onset. And I'm working closely with my colleagues in the LEAP, lower extremity amputation prevention. The thousands of amputations, diabetic-related, shock a lot of people who find out that these things are preventable. So the educational side of adding exercise, regardless, with these kids, is the earlier the better, is such a key point, because we're running into the situation with between diabetics and pre-diabetics and childhood obesity, you got 50% of the population. It's a real challenge.
It is, and even further than that, it's a real problem. It's a challenge, certainly, for those individuals that are going through that. But, you know, it starts with things like exercise, but then also nutrition, your diet,
yes,
all those things. And well, everything, all
why,
of this is preventable.
Yes,
yeah.
That's why I find it amazing. The word biohacking, which people have, nobody knew how to spell it 10 years ago. Really, it's lifestyle medicine, and this is why,
yeah,
the sports doctor talks about, Dr. Ryan, I want to bounce it off you. I call it the new medicine, okay? It's number one, eat smarter. And I'll leave it up to you to define smarter, right, the nutrition area.
Yeah.
Number two, keep moving. You want to go to the
That's
gym,
right,
you want to walk, you want to do yoga, whatever you want to do. But number three, big time, reduce stress. And,
yep,
you know, we here in the United States, everything is so much big pharma, and you can't watch TV for 2 minutes without a drug commercial or a diet commercial. And this is why individuals like yourself who have made such a difference in the overall scheme of things, we like to really highlight on the Sports,
yep,
Doctor. What is the what's the best website to find out about you and your work?
Yeah, so it's orthopedic-fitness.com. And you can just Google Dr. Ryan Nordell. I've been speaking about this on Fox News and with you and everything. So if you Google my name, it'll pop up. But it's orthopedic-fitness.com. Yeah, so that's the best spot to find me right now. I'm
yes,
doing lots of things, but that's a good one.
Yes. Well, again, we mix this in, again, the two essential exercises. When you're talking about the idea of the fitness solutions, orthopedics, the role of the foot is gigantic. And many times
for sure,
we see it's ignored, which is, so we tell, especially with these kids, I don't care what your sport is or what your age or level is. Number one, strengthen your feet and ankles. Learn how to strengthen your feet and ankles. Number two, work balance.
Yeah.
Whether you're 83 years old or you're 18 or you're 12 and you're working with the, well, my work all these years with these figure skaters, and we see these challenges many times with the a specialization. But in your world with the big parameters in healthcare, and I understand you're very involved with the world of concierge doctors. That's really come of age.
Talk
about concierge. Mike, do you have your white gloves on when you're talking about concierge doctors?
Yes, of course. Of course, yeah. You know, that for me was a personal journey that just said, hey, look, with all the knowledge that I have, I was very kind of handcuffed within a clinical setting. Now, we do have a clinic here, but we run programs that are annual programs that says, hey, we're going to commit to you. You commit to us on an annual basis because we've got to do this deep dive of genetic testing and deep blood work, not just like a basic blood panel. We're looking at functional medicine labs, longevity labs, things like that.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of new science that I think we're very excited about being watching, as long as it does, because it's the wild, wild west now, high performance, and there's a lot of stuff that's off the walls between whether it's pain pill situations or et cetera. Yeah, you're down there in Texas. I'll hook you up with the Institute of Sports Performance, Robert Andrews. They work with the Navy SEALs. They're doing all sorts of stuff, again, with the same criteria, you know, which is, and the more talented, this is a big deal, the more talented your son or daughter is, the more the pressure is on top of everybody. And that's before we threw in let's pay the players. So
that's
the idea
of
right, and then the cooperation in these areas of sports medicine, where again you have the necessity of communication between the coach and parents, the athletes themselves. Now, I have friends with concierge doctors, and when you need somebody and you can call them up and there they are, it's sort of priceless. It really, really is. Optimal medicine, especially in this crazy day and age, how have you found the concierge medicine idea to spread amongst your colleagues and the population?
You know, that's an interesting question. You get some hesitancy from people who are, you know, colleagues that are traditionally trained. And I think it's because of lack of training. Like I alluded to earlier, you know, went back to school and got multiple letters after my name. And all that means is that, hey, we can do a lot of things to really help people optimize, to help people, you know, do preventative type medicine things like looking at diet, nutrition, and sleep and things like that.
Hey, you know, Michael Jackson slept in a hyperbaric chamber. Now we're very involved. I've had experts from all over the world, including Israel, with hyperbaric oxygen and brain health and concussion treatment. So many times, again, we're talking about tremendous advantages. But again, we were very excited. We've been excited about the medical side of marijuana for a million years. I never knew a pro athlete who didn't include it somewhere, whether it was to make them sleep better or help with pain or whatever, the CBD excitement. Unfortunately, again, there's so much overkill of misinformation that it becomes very, very important, again, to have good information, starting with your own physician and then working from there, wouldn't you think?
We say it like this. You can have the great running back and the great wide receiver, but if you don't have a quarterback that's kind of looking at everything and assessing the game plan, then you're going to fail. And that's what we are. In our practice, we're the quarterback, and we're going to look at every aspect of it.
You just described what I've always considered when we talk about the Sports Doctors Inn, where I do all these different segments on different podcasts with 5-7 minutes of sports medicine info, and the idea that it becomes such an important criteria to be able to mix in the situation of both the mental and physical side. You know, a couple months ago, I had a Taoist therapist on from the Netherlands talking about 2,500-year-old principles like simplicity and compassion.
Great.
And how
it was
amazing. So the mental game is a big deal on the sports doctor. And many, many times we see that the organizational side, you know, I wrote an article in 2008, Dr. Ryan, which was called Let's Get Them Walking. I wanted all the schools to include walking. You know, this is when we were in the middle of this childhood obesity. You know, good luck getting the schools to change things. That's why we need many times individuals like yourself who could be able to combine a lot of this information. Because, again, the diabetes scourge will break us financially. A child who's growing up with obesity and high blood pressure is like 5 to 6 times as expensive as it is with a normal boy and girl. And that's the beginning side of things, which is to be able to get out in front of all of this and educate teachers and parents, organizations, that, again, we need to include exercise and smart nutrition in your children's program, period. Whatever else they do, great. But we can't let this other stuff get out of hand. And that's what I've been pushing for, I don't know, 3-4 decades, Dr. Ryan.
Yeah. I love it. Yep. Yeah, that's good.
So right now, what are you? So again, you were an athlete in college. You played against Baylor, a big time program, mm-hmm. like we were talking about. Me with Louisville and what are some of these different seasons. And how do you like the kind of craziness between the portal and or being yeah. paid? As you think about your type of career, it's got to be in the last minute or so before, but it's got to be crazy stuff.
It is. It is. So I have three athletes in my family, two high schoolers and a soon-to-be high schooler next year. And, you know, they're athletically talented. And so I'm excited for them. But I'm jealous because I said, hey, where was this stuff when I was at Baylor running at the highest
yes.
level?
Okay, well, I'm telling it to you, Dr. Ryan. Make sure your kids, again, get on that aggressive foot-ankle strengthening. It's a piece
You're
of
right.
equipment. We love it. It's called the Sand Dune Stepper. It's been on my show uh-huh. numerous times. It's like being on the beach. It's an incredible
wow.
way to work the feet and to yeah. work all sorts of balance. Bob, the great Bob Guider, the late, great sports therapist, my colleague for 40 years, he had everybody on mini trampolines doing all sorts of balance work. Quickly, in 10 seconds, what sports do your kids play?
Football, soccer, track, and cross country.
Bingo, man. Work those feet. Give me that organization people can find out about you and your work. Quickly again, Dr. Ryan.
Yep, Orthopedic and Fitness Solutions. Orthopedic-fitness.com gives you everything you need to know about me.
Great, man. Thank you so much for joining us. Hold on, Ryan. Everybody, we'll be right back. It's Sports Doctor.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena-sensitive care pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena-sensitive care pads with a skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist, and I want to welcome to our show, January Schoaf. Am I pronouncing the name right, January?
Yes, absolutely. That's perfect.
Great. My name, Weil, man. My always growing up, it was Wheel of Weil. I had to sweat it.
Right.
Anyway, she's the new editor over at Lower Extremity Review, LER Magazine, a magazine that I've been involved with, been one of our supporters for years with their great publisher, Rich Dubin. So January, hey, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm honored to be here.
Great. I understand you've been writing forever and in so many different ways. And it's interesting, you know, you took over for a great lady, Janice Raddick, who was the editor over there at Lower Extremity Review, which is one of the few really evidence-based magazines with such contributions in so many areas. So it's a big challenge. Give us some background on you and your move into LER.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first I want to say Janice was absolutely amazing. She had been doing medical writing, I think, for 40 years. So she was absolutely amazing to learn from. And just like you said, I walked into a very great magazine. It's very evidence-based. And, you know, now it's the baton has been passed to me, you know, to keep it that way. And, you know, to really keep it the great magazine that it is. So, yeah, so my history, you know, after I graduated college, my very first professional writing job was actually with Dick's Sporting Goods Corporate. So it is actually here.
I hope you're listening, Dick's Sporting Goods. Are you listening? I'm looking for you guys. One of my favorite stores. Absolutely, yes.
I'm sure. Yep. And it was a great opportunity. It was a great job. It's a really fantastic organization. So they're actually located very close to where I live. And you know, I don't know that most people even know that they're their
they
corporate offices.
They have a mile away from my office for a million
right.
years.
Yes.
How many people. You know, that
yes, they're huge. There.
And it's interesting that Lower Extremity Review, which caters to physical therapy, they cater to podiatry. You know, Rich Dubin, way back when, biomechanics, he was one of the first people to pay huge attention to the role of the foot.
Yes.
And its relationship to all others of the body. Now the guy's a superstar with these LER expos where he's doing him and Tony Robbins, who figured out that, wow, let's do it virtually. And again, I've been proud to write, whether it's my article from the overuse injuries in youth sports, my editorials with the role of socks in the world of foot care, to pickleball, to the first article you and I collaborated on, which came out like last month, which was, you know, Step Up, my longtime specialty in the world of figure skating. So you jumped in, and as editor, what are the responsibilities, January, of the editor you see it?
Sure, yeah. So, you know, and just like we were talking about, you know, the quality, that's probably the biggest one. I have to really vet, obviously, you know, you've worked with the magazine, you had worked with Janice, you've known Rich, but
positioning things, you know, where, like, we talked about, gee, where would photos go, or what about this? And over the years with Janice, she would always have definite input as we would collaborate together. All those articles I did with Janice Raddick and you know, Dubin poked his eye in on a few scenarios. I want to get you guys very, very, very involved in the world of the type 2 juvenile diabetes.
Oh, yes, right.
Importance of exercise. Matter of fact, I think we've got that premise of so much of an article or whatever. It'll be in the magazine.
Yeah, that's coming up in November.
Coming soon. So what are the different professions that you're bouncing off of? Generalizations at LER.
Yeah, I mean, definitely podiatry, surgeons, we have even, inventors in the sense of medical inventors, excuse me, you know, with like long histories of practice.
Yeah, like Doug Ritchie with the brace.
Exactly.
Talk about the he's been on the show. I don't know if there's anybody in the world of podiatry that hasn't been on my show over the 40 years. Give it 40 years, give or take a few weeks. You know that we've done it. But the educational value of understanding that almost all lower extremity problems, whether it's back, whether it's knees, hips, as well as foot ankle, if they're not foot caused, they're foot related. And the idea that whether it was the alignment side of things or the incorporation of the ability to strengthen these areas, it's great to see the surgical side of podiatry over the decades has gotten very, very involved. They weren't initially in rehab when it came to the importance of the rehabilitation, and let alone the tremendous growth surgically, as we've watched both the orthopedic foot and ankle surgeon on the left and the podiatric surgeon in the middle, and the politics on the right.
And that's exactly what I'm seeing is, you know, as, you know, you ask the kind of people that I'm using or, you know, speaking with, I'm seeing more overlap, you know, between.
Yes. Well, I think yes. You guys have always been, one of my roles with you guys over the years has been to initiate this kind of collaboration with 20 directions. You've already also, now as our friend Rich Dubin has become a philosopher. You know, once he started posting on LinkedIn and we would be talking back and forth. I don't want to say I talked him into all of this, but I was very, very much involved and was a fan of his. As he talked, I told him the mental game was a big topic on the Sports Doctor forever,
right.
Whether we were talking about the overzealous parent or the parent-coach relationship or the tremendous overkill in youth sports. Heck, they're doing Tommy John surgery on 14-year-olds with this overkill. And the idea that LER needed to be, and it was for a while when we collaborated on the Sports Medicine magazine that you guys were involved with, that we were involved with. What was the name of that?
Oh, you know, I'm not sure. Yeah, that was definitely predates me.
Yeah, Rich will have to call us in and let us know. So that collaboration, again, with tremendous emphasis, you know, you mentioned inventions, tremendous emphasis on the diabetic foot.
Yes.
You know, I've had experts on hyperbaric oxygen on my show forever with tremendous attention now to brain health. And this is with these experts, this group from Israel, Aviv Clinics. But the hyperbaric oxygen has long been a weapon in wound healing. And again, in the world of wound healing, I've had on David Armstrong, Dr. Larry Rubin.
Yes.
One of my original podiatry professors, been a guest on my show numerous times, who launched 12 years ago, LEAP, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention.
Yes.
And, you know, the surgical side, this is a big topic.
Right. Yeah, and that's another thing. So, you know, so as far as topic and as far as people that I speak with, you know, those are all things obviously so interconnected. Wound care and diabetes, obviously these things translate directly to feet and lower extremity. So those are things that I'm always, you know, and people that, you know, again, a lot of overlap, you know, dermatology, those kinds of things, all that, you know, just ties right in together.
And the mental side of healing that I have focused on, you know, I mentioned that I had a Taoist specialist from the Netherlands on a couple of times. Yes, he came on. He talked about principles that were 2,500 years old and the Tao. Two words. One was simplicity. The other one was compassion. The other was empathy, and how it pertained today. You know, I have a lot of the mental side of things when we're talking about one of the contributors to my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Robert Andrews, who's got a wall of gold medals with women's gymnastics team, and his specialty is mental recovery after injury, that whole mental side. So post-surgery, you know, post-injury, and the idea of senior, we pay a lot of attention to senior health, and you see what attention there is now to fall prevention. Part of that. Yes. You know, is your mother a father? Oh, I looked in the mirror. I realized that I'm a senior. You know, are you in the right shoe for your foot mechanics? You know, so these are the kinds of things that we want to stress. And I guess as the editor, everything like you did for me, everything from the layout to adding or subtracting some of the different verbiage, et cetera, that's got to be quite a challenge, I would imagine.
Yes, and that was, well, again, Janice was huge help. I can't thank her enough because, again, I didn't come from the medical side. Yeah, I did have, you know, obviously experience with the sports side, you know, sports writing, but learning the medical side was, you know, and I'm still working on it. And
we're going to come back in a second. I want
you
to talk about the sports writing side of things that you were
doing
when we come back. was speaking with January Sherp, and she is the editor of Lower Extremity Review magazine. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
We're back with January Show, and we were talking right before the break about again, you know, that your experience and the new experience that you were getting involved really now up to your elbows in the whole medical side world, and the fact that you had done quite a bit of sports writing, and of course that's right, you were with Dick's Sporting Goods. And how old is Dick's Sporting Goods?
Oh, okay. So actually, so Dick is a real person. Dick Stack.
Wow.
Yes.
Can you get him on my show in the future? I'm counting on.
No, he did pass away. I think he'd be, maybe 100. Well, let's see. He started Dick's in 1948, I believe. So, and he was in his 20s. But so he was a real person, and it was a small bait and tackle shop. And it took off, and then he, you know, went into sporting goods and all of that. So, yeah, and, you know, one of the things that translates well and is, you know, editing and knowing your audience, and also knowing, like you and I talked about, you know, where things go. That's the same across the board. What an image looks like,
Did you write like about Field and Streams?
I was the voice
of
Field and Stream.
What you wrote about in the world of sports that you
wrote
about? What were some of them?
Yeah, so, I mean, I did, write some for the sports side as well, but for a while there, I was the voice of Field and Stream. So I was doing hunting, fishing, anything on that side, anything that had, you know, and at the time we had a blog, that was pretty big. So I was doing, you know, a lot of like how-to articles, even with, canoes. And if you can believe it, one of my articles that was the most clicked on was how to buy insoles.
That whole idea, especially today, where we have a deluge of information,
mm-hmm.
you can't beat ideally sports podiatry or podiatry when we're talking about basic foot function, shoe criteria. You know, 50% of the population isn't even fit properly.
So right, I believe that. I absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So whether it's for your senior parents or whether it is for your youngsters who might be playing sports seriously, you want to make sure that they're in a shoe for the sport, and they're in a shoe that might be ideal involving, years and years ago in the world of figure skating was when I was first involved with Superfeet. They were basically a hockey figure skating insert. They became, of course, very multidimensional, the great Dr. Scholl's world with all of these insoles. But the idea of true criteria for optimum orthotics is definitely a science, and this is why LER has paid huge attention, Rich Dubin, huge attention to that side of things, as long as I know the guy, including, again, the prehab, you know, again,
yes.
Like we talk about, strengthen your feet and ankles, I don't care what your sport is. Learn how to do it. If you don't know, go to physical therapy. Number two, work balance. Work on balance. You want to strengthen those feet, ankles, and that whole, buy a cat and keep a cat for company and see a real athlete when it comes to balance, right?
We actually have done an article on that, you know, the number of falls that cats cause. So you're absolutely right.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, if you think of years ago, if you got socks for a present, you said, come on, man.
Right.
Now, not only is it stylish, but therapeutically, you know, I had for a while these people with a particular sock companies, whether it was Bombas because they donate. And the idea that the control, support, stability of the whole sock world had really taken a big step up. That, I think, was the last article that I did for LER with Janice. Was that idea about the science of socks and it becoming such a big deal regarding. So you can't go wrong, again, including podiatry for these kinds of questions when we're talking about youth sports or we're talking about you and your particular sport, whether it happens to be, again, walking or you want to go to the gym or you like yoga or you like Pilates. And I think that's one of the things we kind of wrote about that you talked about that we're going to be mentioning upcoming, which was this, the new medicine, you know, the eat smarter, the keep moving and the reducing stress side of things. That would be how many articles do you guys feature? You actually send out a magazine still?
No, we don't. We don't print anymore. Yeah. It's all digital. So
amazing.
We're roughly... Yes. We have like, let's see, one, two, three, maybe six feature articles. Those are the big ones. And then we have occasionally, you know, I have something like yourself where I have, you know, like an expert opinion or a sports opinion, something like that, something, you know, a little extra. And then we also have our short little quick reads, you know, that we come in, and then we also always
it just hit me again. MVP Magazine was the magazine that Dubin launched, both digitally. That was his last venture, I thought, into an actual magazine that came out. Of course, the world was changing and going upside down in so many different areas that the actual topic, even though MVP Magazine is included in so many different things that we talk about and that we write about, again, the youth athlete. You know, we got an upcoming documentary. He was on the show last week, Joe Franco, who's the founder of Chesapeake Films. We've been working, it's 5 years, Where Our Children Play, the Challenge of Youth Sports, will be the documentary that deals with everything from the good, bad, and ugly when it comes to the world of youth sports. It's funny, 5-6 years ago, January, when he first talked to me, he said, you know, there's like a $12-13 billion a year business. I'd have him on the radio a couple times a year to catch up on where we were with the documentary. You know, he said, now it's $50 billion. Now it's $75 billion.
So
it's very, very big business.
For sure.
The importance of preventing problems, lower extremity problems, is one of the main flagship topics, of course, of lower extremity review.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, and like I said, we have, you know, our little quick reads, and we also have our, you know, always have, like, new products and, you know, like, new and noteworthy is what we call it. And, you know, those are things that we're keeping you on the, you know, like, abreast of all the new things out there. But with our little short short tops topics and, you know, all of those kind of things. You know, a lot of times I am featuring, you know, pieces of, like you said, youth sports. It's a huge, I mean, you know, every kid I know anyway is pretty much involved in a sport, you know, whether it ends up being a lifelong thing or...
What are young children where the growth center of the heel is so available for stress in soccer shoes with cleats? Maybe we'll save that for the next show. Give us the website of the magazine with you and your work, January.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So, right now, my website, it would be LER, which is lermagazine.com.
Great. And again, we'll look forward to some of our collaborations in the future like we always have in the past. I want to thank you so much for joining us. And again, you know, the editor, the publishers, you guys, definite on our roster of guests, January. So I want to thank you again.
Absolutely. And, thank you.
Hold on. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It is the Sports Doctors In segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics, where we add a little Dr. Bob wisdom to the mix. We answer a few emails if we have time. And we've got some, a couple of my faves coming up, I think, the day before Thanksgiving. My son, Adam, who is the CEO of Global Schoolwear, is going to join us, and my grandson, Griffin, a 10-year-old hotshot little athlete, maybe will be chiming in, so we're going to be looking forward to that next week. Following week, Dr. Bryce Applebaum, the world of our site, eye science, sports, eye concerns, in so many ways. So we're looking forward for that. Also, Sarah Turner, who is involved in the whole area of the mental side, as well as some of the physical side of health and wellness, and some of the different Sarah Thrive, other types of operations that they're involved with. Want to talk a little bit about our continued venture into the world of diabetes. You know, last week was the National Diabetes Day, and I don't remember if we mentioned it or we didn't, but again, I want to mention the attention that we are paying. By we, I mean the healthcare system. Specifically, I mean the LEAP Alliance. lower extremity amputation prevention, headed by Dr. Lawrence Rubin, one of my initial medical school podiatry professors, organization almost 15 years ago, with this kind of attention and the fact that 80% of amputations, diabetes-related, were preventable. Whoa! My involvement is helping on the side of the type 2 juvenile diabetes world, which had to be renamed from adult onset type 2 diabetes because of the explosion of childhood obesity-related, lifestyle-related, nutrition-related obesity concerns, high blood pressure concerns in children. And the idea that the two main prevention components absolutely are exercise and nutrition. And we continue to feature as part of our guest population the topic again, whether it's with physical therapy groups, whether it's with youth, park district, sports, community groups, whether it's the school system. You know, in 2008, I wrote an article, Let's Get Them Walking. The article was about the trial of getting schools routinely to include walking as part of the curriculum, as part of the stuff in school, outside, whatever, the walking would be done to include this as a routine part to make a major difference in the childhood obesity nightmare, which is, by the way, still with us. By the way, still with us. And the pre-diabetic world, as well as the type 2 diabetic world. Now, it's a complicated scenario. It's not all, hey, you know, if you just change your lifestyle, but it's very, very, very inclusive of that part of it. So we really want to be including the attention to, we've got to add exercise, get these families walking together. You know, in elementary school, everybody makes the team, whatever the team is, whatever the sport is. By the time you get into junior high school, most of the kids are not on the team. They're looking at video games. With this whole, again, we are all familiar with social media and these kinds of demands on these kids mentally and physically. So the idea of the importance of exercise, whatever your choice is, again, join the gym as a family, smartest thing you could do, or get involved again in whatever it happens to be. You want some technique in your home program, or go to Athletico or friends at Physical, ATI, physical therapy, and learn a good program where you could include the two exercises I talk about all the time on the Sports Doctor, whether it's for the 75-year-old pickleball player or the 40-year-old runner, walker, or the 10-year-old figure skater, which is number one, includes strengthening your feet and ankles. And number two, work on balance. Include balance. Gaida and I, great sports therapist, the late, great Bob Gaida, Sports Fitness Institute, Sports Performance and Rehab Institute. The man, every one of his athletes was balancing on a mini trampoline as part of their training, with shoes and barefoot. Different parts of the tram, different kinds of balance demands on the body to do what Bob made such a big deal out of, which was strengthen the brakes when you're coming down from a jump, when you're changing direction, the ability of the body. One of our longtime guests and colleagues, Dr. James Stockson, international authority in what he calls the spring mechanism of the way all these systems work in unison. Together. Do I have time for a couple emails? Phil says, hey, great. Do orthotics improve performance? If, Phil, we're talking about custom orthotics by a well-qualified fitter, most likely sports podiatry, I won't exclude physical therapy and podorthics, where you have an experienced caster who will take the measurements and make the molds Now I'm using a smartphone, man, for 3D analysis. The prescription's the key. And I have found, and I've watched it in figure skating, the improved balance, stability, performance. I've seen it in tennis from John McEnroe and Tracy Austin on down to these young players to soccer. If you're in optimum alignment, your body's more efficient, then again, you will have less of a chance of overuse problems, and you'll probably be a step or two quicker on that. No, step or two quicker. See you next week. Thank you, everybody. The Sports Doctor.